This is a very interesting story. It has a lot of levels. It does. I don't think it's quite as cut and dried as you do, but whatever. That's what the debate is for.
Okay.
Michael Silver originally had this story on YahooSports.com. And the story is about Jeff Ireland, who is the Miami Dolphins general manager. He is one of the Bill Parcells guys, and he is in charge of accumulating the talent for the Miami Dolphins.
Right.
Obviously, the draft is the part of that. And he, you know, interviews players and all that kind of stuff and makes the selections. And as the story goes, Michael Silver originally wrote the piece. As the story goes, when he was doing an interview with Dez Bryant, the Oklahoma State wide receiver.
And this was at their facility in Miami. Teams are allowed to bring in 30 prospects before the draft and do interviews and work them out and that kind of thing.
So last Wednesday, the night before he was selected 24th overall by the Cowboys, Dez Bryant told Michael Silver that during one of his pre-draft visits, a high-level executive of one NFL franchise had asked him if his mother was a prostitute. It turns out that the executive in question here was Jeff Ireland, the general manager of the Miami Dolphins, who has acknowledged that he did so and has apologized for it. Dez Bryant said, quote, "I got mad, really mad, but I didn't show it." Jeff Ireland said, "My job is to find out as much information as possible about a player that I'm considering drafting. Sometimes that leads to asking in-depth questions. Having said that, I talked to Dez Bryant and told him I used poor judgment in one of the questions I asked him. I certainly meant no disrespect and apologized to him. I appreciate his acceptance of that apology, and I told him I wished him well as he embarks on his NFL career." Since the story came out, there's been a lot of reaction all over the place. I have some of it here.
Yeah.
Well, let's start with yours.
Well, I'd punch him right in the face. You know, if that was a test to see what kind of reaction the player would have had, I would have failed that. I would have had to go into immediate anger management. I would have got up and I would have said, "What did you say?" And if he would have repeated the question again, I would have punched him in the face. It's exactly what I would have done, and I'd have left. I easily could say that. People say, "Oh, you say that now." No. I would have done that. I know at that point I'd have been 21, but that's what would have happened, and I would have left. And whatever happened after that would have happened after that. You know, I know he says he has to ask questions. I have some other questions here that other management people have asked players, and they do have to try and find out about background and get in depth. But there's a line everywhere, and this crossed the line, and he would have been punched in the face by me. No doubt about it. Not even a question. There would have been a question. I would have asked him to repeat that, and if he did, there would have been a beatdown.
Okay, fair enough. You've already acknowledged my second part, which is it is beyond inexcusable, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we all acknowledge that no human being could look at that and say that's an acceptable question to ask. The only part of it I was going to throw in is, it struck me when I read the story, he may have been asking the question because he wanted to see what the reaction
he may
would
have.
Be.
He may have, and he would have got a reaction.
It is beyond inappropriate to ask that question to anyone, I think, under any circumstances. But the only thing I was going to throw into the discussion was that might have been the reason he was asking the question.
No, I agree with you on that. I agree with you. And that would have been the reaction. Kyle Turley, who was an offensive lineman in the league for many years, his quote, "I don't care who you are or who you're talking to, that kind of question usually gets your blanking teeth kicked in." I mean, where do these people come from? That's just completely classless and totally unprofessional. Yeah, it would have been close to a teeth kicking in. It would have been.
You know,
yeah.
What makes it so, in my opinion, well, the worst part of it is that if you're the player sitting there, you know how much respect I have for you, as much joking around as I do. When you're 21 and you're trying to crazy to get into the NFL and this is your life, you might not have gotten up and punched his face. You might have wanted to, but there probably would have been something inside of you that would have said, "I can't do
that right now. Maybe.
You are in such a position of weakness when you're sitting in that room because you need this guy.
Yeah.
You need this guy, especially if you're Dez Bryant and the particular circumstances where he missed almost all of his senior year, and you know there are all these questions, and could he fall all the way out of the first round, and look at all of the money that it cost Jimmy Clausen to fall out of the first round. I mean, every pick, every slot you fall down, it's costing you money. So that kid is in such an inferior position.
Yeah.
No, that's not the right word. Vulnerable position that, you know what, I bet you wouldn't have gotten up and punched him in the face. You would have wanted to. You would have walked out of there steaming, but you would have restrained yourself because you thought you had to.
I don't know if I would.
And that's what makes it so awful.
I honestly don't know if I would have, but you may be right. Let me ask you another question.
Go ahead.
If you ask that to someone in a physical violent sport, wouldn't you maybe want to see a reaction?
Well, I don't. That's my point.
Would there be some? Now, the other side of that to say is, if you see a violent reaction, then you're thinking, well, if this kid's on the field and somebody starts to taunt him, is he going to lose his head? You know, I understand that, but I don't know. Someone asked me if my mom's a prostitute, and I just sit there and say, no, she's not. I mean, I don't know if that's the response.
I don't know exactly what the response
was. No, and I don't know what his was. So I don't know. But you're right, and they may have been looking for a certain response.
Looking to see what the reaction was.
All I can do is tell you what I think I would have done. And you may be right. Maybe I wouldn't have. But I don't think I would have held it all in. There would have been some reaction out of me, and I really think it would have been a punching.
As far as whether there was any league reaction, Greg Aiello, the NFL spokesman, did not elaborate. Did not issue any elaborate response on the matter, writing in an email, "We are aware that Jeff called Dez Bryant and apologized." He then said, "I have nothing further to add." Now, a lot of people are asking, because people know a little bit, didn't his mother have some legal problems?
Yes,
they did. His mother, I'm reading a story here, because there are some places where people are justifying the question. This is in the Boston Herald. Mike Berardino, as I found this in a Google search, writes here, "Nearly every team in the NFL had questions about Dez Bryant's mother, questions that were justified considering her troubled past that includes an 18-month jail sentence for drug trafficking."
Right. Yeah.
So I think an appropriate way to ask a question, if you want to, is to say, "We know your mother has had some legal problems
right.
in the past. Is there anything more than what I know about?" Mm-hmm. Anything like that.
Right.
Those are legitimate questions.
I agree with that.
Asking, "Is your mother a prostitute?" is a...
It crossed the line.
Yeah.
And again, maybe part of that, because, you know, I don't think he's asking that to everybody. But again, she had some legal troubles, so he went down that road, and maybe part of it was to see a reaction. And all I can do is sit here and tell you what I think is I may not have passed the test like Dez Bryant may have passed the test there. I may not have. Maybe I did. You said, you know, a 21-year-old is in a tough spot. We're in a position.
A very vulnerable position.
Vulnerable there, and maybe I would have tried to hold it in, but I don't know if I would have been able to. You know me, I kind of tend to fly off occasionally when things get really personal. Maybe I would have kept it in. All I can do is tell you what I think I would have done.
Michael Wilbon last night on Pardon the Interruption with Tony Kornheiser had these thoughts.
That's not an interview question. That's insulting. It's demeaning. And if Dez Bryant had gotten up and turned the desk over on this guy, that would have been inbounds too. If he had knocked his head off where I come from, that would have been fine. You know, Tony, when I talk about the NFL arrogance, this is what I'm saying. I'm not talking about just some sort of league. I'm talking about the feeling that you can say anything, do anything, and there are no consequences.
Do you think it's possible in an interview like that to gauge what kind of person they would be getting in Dez Bryant, that they wanted to see his reaction?
You don't
gauge
anything.
They wanted to see if he would turn over the tape.
That's a justification is garbage, if that's their justification.
Tony had the same thought I did, which is, I think the question is inexcusable.
Yeah.
But I think that the reason for asking the question may well have been, the motivation may have been, I want to see how he reacts when I ask this question.
Yeah, I think that was part of it. Again, she did have legal troubles. Maybe he was trying to find out just how far it went. But I do think it was part of reaction as well. Real quickly, other questions that were asked of players, I'm not saying by Jeff Ireland, but that were asked when they were making some of their trips.
This is according to Michael Silver on Yahoo.
Gerald McCoy, the D-tackle, went number 3 to Tampa Bay at the NFL scouting combine. Kind of a funny question. Do you play in a G-string or a jock strap? Myron Roll.
They asked him that?
Yeah.
I read it this morning, and I still can't get past that
question. He answered a jockstrap. Myron Roll, you know, the Rhodes Scholar safety from Florida State, who ended up going late in the, sixth round, was asked by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers what it felt like to desert your team. Because, again, he missed the first half of the Maryland game, I think it was, for the Rhodes Scholar interview.
Right.
So they asked him what it was like to desert his team. Heisman Trophy runner-up Toby Gerhardt said one team asked him if being a white running back made him feel entitled. So that was another question that was out there as well. So, yes, some are to dig, some are to possibly provoke to see what kind of an answer you're going to get. And, you know, there's a lot of strong reaction to this. I agree with you that if the mother did have troubles, there are ways to ask questions. to come out and ask if your mother is a prostitute is not the way to go about it.
You can tweet us. We're on Twitter, twitter.com/Greeny and Golic. Here are some of the tweets. Did they cross the line? We threw out the question, did the Dolphins cross the line with that question? Did they cross the line? The line was nowhere in sight for what the Dolphins executive did. Surprised, Bryant kept it together. Here's another. Yes, it's one thing to ask if your family has had legal troubles, another to ask if your mom is a prostitute. Third, that question has no relevance to what the player will do for the team. He's a football player. And then finally, someone writes, even if they were trying to see if you would cross the line, they could have asked a different question. Let's go back to that third one for a minute. That question has no relevance to what the player will do for the team as a football player. That's right. Lost in all of this is, not only is it a question that is that could easily inflame a person, may just make you mad and offended, but also a very legitimate response could be, what does that have to do with anything?
Well, if he flew off the handle like I say I would have, and 99% of the emailers say they would that have made you look at the player differently? We had an emailer say, you know what? I wish they'd have asked this of D'Angelo Hall in Atlanta. You know, maybe he would have gone off and punched somebody and they would have seen his anger problems and we wouldn't have had 5,000 yards in personal foul penalties and gave him all that money. So the point being there is, do you find out something about the reaction that says, well, maybe this guy will fly off the handle on the field? So are you finding something out on the field?
Mark, on our email, Mike@ESPNradio.com, writes, every cornerback in the league is now going to get on Dez Bryant about his mother. Ireland created a trash-talking firestorm. That's horrible. If it was phrased like that, he should face some sanction by the NFL. Our NFL insider, Adam Schefter, flying by. He joins us on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline. What do you think, Schefty?
Good morning, gentlemen. I can't help but bring a little levity to the situation. And yes, it was in poor taste what Jeff Ireland did. There's no question about it. And I think the league should act accordingly. But I remember teams are always asking prospects all sorts of unusual questions. I remember back in the early to mid-1990s, Kevin Hardy, the Illinois linebacker who was projected as a top pick in the draft, was coming out. And I asked him what was the weirdest question that somebody asked him at the combine. And the Giants had this perpetually long questionnaire every year where they asked a lot of odd questions. And he said the oddest question that he was asked was, do you like tall women? And I said, and what'd you answer? And he said, I just crossed out the team and I like all women.
That's very well done. Thank you, Adam Schefter. Our buddy Schefter on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline. That's good stuff. I actually, if you want to continue with the levity, I had a job interview once. WGN Radio in Chicago, legendary radio station when I was first starting out. And I got brought in for an interview for a sports job. And I was in this executive's office. You never went through any of this, right? You're
no,
a football
no,
player.
No.
I'm in this executive's office. This was the only time I ever was asked anything like this. He's got a painting on his wall in the office, right? It's like a maze, like a painting of like a labyrinth kind of a thing.
Okay.
And he points it and he says, tell me a story. Just like that.
He points
at the painting and says, tell me a story. And I said, what? And he said, he points. Tell me a story. And I said, about the painting? He said, tell me a story. Just pointing.
Okay. So what'd you do?
I panicked and I said, once upon a time there was a guy who got stuck in a labyrinth and he never found his way out and he died. And I didn't get the job.
Okay, I thought you were going to go to a Mopac story.
No, that was the story. That's exactly
wow,
the truth.
Wow, tell you a story. That was a terrible interview story.
Well, I like the other interview story better. Now, we wanted to go with a little levity here as far as that. We could have gone with this.
Hey, leave the mothers out of this, all right?
That would have been appropriate.
Yes.
Or even better, we could have said this was a dramatic dramatization of the situation.
Your mother was a hamster and your father smelt of elderberries.
Is there someone else up there we could talk to?
No. Now go away or I shall taunt you a second time.
So we could have gone there, but we did not because it would not have been appropriate.
Wow. This is really, really, really interesting. Again, what the reason for was the questioning. Was it because the mom had legal troubles or was he trying to get a reaction?
Clearly, if his mother didn't have any legal trouble at all, then that question would have been so far out of bounds that he should be fired. I mean, certainly sanctioned.
Do you think the league should do something?
No.
Do you think he should get involved at all?
No, I don't. I think this is a team issue. If the team has a problem with it, if your employer has a problem with it, you know, personal conduct, my inclination would be to say no. Do you think the league should do something?
I I believe it would be a team thing more, but a lot of people are emailing in. You know, Roger Goodell's getting involved in players and policy and the way they're acting and embarrassing things. Is this not an embarrassing situation for the league when one of its management people is asking a player if his mom's a prostitute?
I'll say this. If the mother never had any legal problems of any kind, then I would say it rose to a greater offense. I'm not justifying the question in any way, but it does change the equation, just if only slightly. It's a completely inappropriate question to ask under any circumstances. So much reaction continuing to fly in. I want to read you a few more here. These are from the mailbox, Mike and Mike at ESPNradio.com. If you're just joining us, Jeff Ireland, general manager of the Miami Dolphins, during an interview with Dez Bryant, a potential draftee, asked him if his mother was a prostitute. And Michael Silver wrote the story on Yahoo.com just slamming Jeff Ireland. Jeff Ireland has subsequently called Dez Bryant to apologize. One way or another, we've discussed it here. Golic got very upset about it. Michael Wilbon went off on it on PTI yesterday. And reaction flying in. A lot of it is saying this, Mike. For example, Jason writes, if a human resources employee at my company asked that question of an applicant who I potentially wanted to join the organization, the interview would be fired. No ifs, no ands, no buts. Jeff Ireland not only made himself look classless, but the Miami Dolphins, by association, look classless.
I think it was a very classless question. Now, you know, let's just play the other side. I told you what my reaction would be, but let's look at it. If his mother had legal troubles and was in jail for was it drug possession or I'm not sure.
I've got it here.
Drug trafficking. Drug trafficking.
Her past includes an 18-month jail sentence for drug trafficking.
She has a past. She has a legal history past. You know, can you work somehow that into the questioning without it being, without it being offensive? That might be tough, but make it a question as part of other questions about her past and other things she may have been involved in because she had it. Listen, if you just ask some kid whose mom never had a problem in her life and you ask that question, you want to talk about coming out of nowhere, but the mom did have some troubles in the past. To me, it doesn't justify asking her that question.
No.
But could you get around
you
the question somehow?
You could ask the question in a completely different way.
Yes, you can.
Has your mother ever had any other legal problems we're not aware of? I don't even know why you need to know this.
I'm with you.
Why do you need to know that?
I don't know what
you
purpose.
You know the mother has had legal problems in the past. You know she's had her ups and downs. You know there have been problems there. Everyone knows that. It's well documented. I don't know why you would need to find out why you would think you need to find this out specifically. But the overwhelming reaction we're getting, texts, emails, tweets, 80-20, maybe more than that, 90-10, strongly against. I wanted to present a few on the other side to see if you hear any legitimacy. Okay. Kenny in Pennsylvania writes, I don't think you can punish the guy for his comment. It's just like a backyard brawl. You might taunt a guy's mom to incite him to stupidity. That said, if you go that route, be ready. If the guy knocks you out, you can't be mad at that. So he's basically saying he is trying to see what the reaction is.
Yeah.
And then here's one that really tries to justify the question.
Okay.
We'll get your reaction. Tim in Pennsylvania writes, Miami was totally within their rights to ask that question. Any team would be. These players are going to hear far worse from opposing fans and players. The team has a right to know if this guy can keep his cool. Would the player be in line if a fan asked that question and the player decked the fan? No. So get over it. The appropriate response is, I will not dignify that with a response and move on. Stop worrying about everyone's feelings.
Yeah, you know, I understand you're looking for a reaction. Now, I don't know if the reaction sitting in an office you can compare to a reaction that's going to be on a football field when you're involved in a game and you're concentrating on a game. I don't know if that's apples to apples. You know, if he were to get up and you know, flip the table and say, I'm out of here, and how he would react on the field. But I understand the point. I understand what people are saying there, or some are, that we wanted to see if we would get a reaction out of him, and if he flies off the handle, then will he do that on the field? I don't know if that's a fair comparison in a controlled environment in an office as opposed to on a field when you're already concentrating on a football game.
I'll take it a large step further. I think you have a right to expect a great deal more out of a senior executive in a corporate setting than you do from a fan at a football game, you know, where aberrant behavior is fully accepted all the time.
Well, see, you know what? You are 100% correct. You make a great point. When I walked on a field, I knew some idiot fans were going to say something stupid, and I knew I couldn't let it affect me. I didn't expect my, you know, GM to say something like that. So I guess that really furthers what I was saying is I think it's a completely apples to oranges comparison.
Phone calls flying in, 888-SAY-ESPN.
I'm outraged. I live in Miami. I am outraged with Ireland. I think he should be fired for what he said to Dez Bryant. I just think it's just so classless and insensitive.
Here's the thing. You know what bothers me the most about it? It's not so much the personal inappropriateness of the question, but it is the fact that you know you have this guy in the ultimate vulnerable position.
Yeah.
You know you have all the power in the mm-hmm. situation, so you can get away with asking him anything you want. Anyone knows it is putting a person in an impossible position to ask them if their mother is a prostitute. What worse could you do to a person? I mean, it's a horrible thing to ask. It's a horrible thing to introduce, dynamic to introduce into a conversation. And you only know you can get away with it in this setting.
Yeah.
So you're just taking advantage of the fact that you hold all the power, and you're putting this kid in a horrible position for no reason.
Yeah.
Once again, we know his mother has had problems. So what is it you're trying to gain specifically from asking this question? You already know that she's got problems, that there have been issues. So you already know what you need to know. Now you're just doing this, if it's only just to push a button and see what response you get, you're only doing that because you know you can get away with it. And there's something about that that feels very...
It's completely uncalled for.
Yes, it's horrible.
Completely uncalled for. I wish he'd have popped them. But you know what?
If he'd have popped him, Mike, you know what would have happened. Word would have got out, and Dez Bryant would have fallen out of that first round so fast your head would have spun.
I disagree with you. If
the headline the next day was Dez Bryant punches Jeff Ireland during interview, one would have gotten far enough.
If the headline is Jeff Ireland asked Dez Bryant if his mom's a prostitute and Dez Bryant punches him, he would have been applauded.
Not everywhere.
I agree with you, not everywhere.
With his history of trouble, that would have been a confused.
I'm telling you what.
That would have been a story that would not have played out the way you're describing it.
Jerry Jones would have still picked him. Jerry Jones would have still picked Dez Bryant if the headline was Ireland asked if mom's a prostitute, Dez Bryant punches
him
for
it. But I don't think that would have been the headline. That's the point. That headline
would have been found out in the story.
Well into the
story. Well, it doesn't
matter. First day,
Greeny, but all that matters is that Jerry Jones knows the story. It doesn't matter what the fans think. It only matters what the team that was going to draft him thinks. And you don't think the team is going to find out the whole story? When Jerry Jones found out the story of what happened, he'd have drafted Dez Bryant if Dez Bryant punched Jeff Ireland in the face.
I don't know if you're right or wrong. I know this. Okay. A voice you hear on this show all the time disagrees with us, says he thinks the Dolphins have the right to ask the question. You'll hear that voice next. Mike and Mike in the Morning.
ESPN Radio.
Reaction overwhelming. Our phone number is 888-SAY-ESPN.
If it had been me, I'd have whooped his ass. Don't ask nobody a question like that. That's somebody's mother. You don't do that. He should be suspended and fine for asking a question like that.
The comment was crude, rude, and ignorant, and that has no place in sports, in this society, or any other.
As soon as the interview was over, the executive just said, look, I did this to see if I could reaction. You know, you handled it great, and good luck to you. He should have taken care of it right then, and then there would be no story.
That's a great phone call right there. Because what I've been speculating all morning long is, while I'm in no way justifying the question, I think it's totally inappropriate.
I agree.
I think he's just trying to get a reaction. And what is possible is that in his interviews, he always asks a very provocative question of some sort.
Depending on the background of the player and the player's family.
To see what the reaction will be.
Yeah.
And in this case, he made what I would describe as an extremely unfortunate, inappropriate
horrible question. No excuse for it. But that last caller is right. If it was his intent, afterward he should have told him right away. Instead of, you know, he had to call him later and apologize. Actually should have flown to him and said it face-to-face to him like a man.
Not everyone agrees, though. And that's what we're here for, is to hear every side of every story and every opinion. Our buddy Eric Casilius is on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline. He's got a different perspective. Eric, what do you think of all this?
If you want $20 million guaranteed dollars from me, you can ask me anything. And I think teams, and we've seen this before, Matthew Stafford got very upset when people asked him about his parents' divorce, which was very high profile. I think he wanted to know, how do you see the world? What have you been through? Who are you? What type of guy, what type of things have you been exposed to? And wants to know, at his pressure points, how he responds. I mean, with this is not a guy looking for a job in an office cubicle making $50K a year selling insurance. He wants $20 million guaranteed. I want to know who he is if I'm a team, and why the question is clearly classless, and everything you said is right. I think if you want to know what a guy has been through, it is fair to ask him very personal and very intrusive questions.
You already knew his mother spent 18 months in jail for drug trafficking. This is going to give you more insight?
Yeah, what have you been through? I mean, I think it's a little different if your mom, you know, it's, again, there's a whole litany of things. I know you guys are up against the heartbreak, but
but I know there's a whole litany of things that this kid may have been through. I'm sure they asked about the fact that he didn't even get to play in college last year because he was suspended. This is a guy that people have talked about with character issues from the word jump. And if you have to get into these one by one to find out if this is a guy that you want to bring into your team in this post-Roethlisberger era where he wants $20 million guaranteed, I think you have to probe, and I don't think it's unreasonable.
So very quickly, you used the word classless. Do you think the question was inappropriate?
I think it sort of depends how he asked and what his tone was. But I don't think that there's anything that you can't get into with a guy that is part of his past and experiences if you're thinking about drafting him.
It is a very interesting perspective.
Yeah, and I disagree completely with you, but thanks, Eric.
All right. Have a show.
Just like if he was sitting in your spot, you know, filling in for you.
As Eric flying by on the Sunday Fresh Take hotline. Here's the thing.
We don't know
the context in which the conversation took place. So, I don't know. I mean, it was like a checklist, like, you know, when you go to a doctor's office and they give you like a checklist.
Yeah.
Have you ever had heart trouble? Have you ever had cancer? Have you ever had disease of the liver? You know, did your mother, was she arrested for this, for this, for this, for this? I mean, I don't know what the context was. He used the right word. It was, at minimum, it was classless.
Yes, yes.
In my opinion, it went beyond that. It was completely inappropriate. There are ways of asking questions without asking them. We've kicked this around in a million different directions this morning here, including enormous response from our audience. But we wanted to get some basic questions answered, and we have the right person to answer those. We're pleased to welcome to our studio Doug Atkins. He's a VP of Human Resources here at ESPN, which means he almost definitely has the authority to fire either one of the two of
us. Yes, he does. And I think you're looking great this morning, by the way.
Yeah, we will tread very lightly around every portion of this conversation. But in all seriousness, Doug, let's start with what sorts of laws, actual laws, not morally or ethically, but actual laws govern the kinds of questions you can ask in a job interview.
Well, there are a number of laws. First, you have federal laws that dictate certainly the Civil Rights Act and similar type laws that restrict the ability of the employer to ask or prohibits the employer from asking certain types of questions. Clearly, race, age, disability, marital status, sexual orientation in some states. So you have the federal laws. Then you have state laws, and even in some cities, you have local laws that prohibit certain types of questions being asked in a job interview.
It may be difficult to answer that. Now, obviously, you think, or do you think the question asked, is your mother a prostitute, is an inappropriate question?
Well, whether it's an illegal question, an inappropriate question, are two different things.
Right.
Because what we counsel our managers, hiring managers, to do is ask job-related questions. What are you trying to do? You're trying to fill a job. So you want to assess the skills and the ability and the knowledge and, in certain cases, the character of the individual that you're trying to hire. So your questions should be designed to do that and to do that well. There are questions that I would consider to be inappropriate in a job interview that aren't necessarily illegal, but could start to raise questions or get close to being illegal. So stick to the job-related questions so you can measure and assess somebody's ability to do the job or, in this case, represent the organization also. And that's your safe ground. You start deviating from that, you're going to get...
You think this was inappropriate, though, this question?
Well, when I read the newspaper article, I was surprised. It caught my attention. I don't see the relevancy of his mother being may or may not have been a prostitute to his ability to perform the job they're trying to fill.
What if they say to you, well, Doug, our player has to be out in public, out in the field or out at a restaurant or somewhere, and we wanted to see if he was provoked somehow, you know, how he would react because he's going to represent our company.
Well, the question in my mind is whether in that setting, asking that question would really measure his emotional intelligence and how he would react in a different setting if some fan tried to get on him or some reporter was trying to push his buttons. I don't think in that setting it does.
Mike, Doug Atkins is in our studio. He's a VP of Human Resources here at ESPN. I want to stay on that line because I think in a job like that is very different from you're hiring someone to work here. You're going to come be a coordinating producer at ESPN television. You know, you have a different skill set that is required. One of the things that a football player has to be able to do is handle sometimes very adverse situations. Could you see an argument where someone says, I needed to provoke him. I needed to do something that would really take him to the extreme emotionally and see how he would handle that? Would that be something that would be governed by any law, I guess, is the question I'm asking.
Yeah, because certainly it would, because you could really go out of bounds. I, as you talk, I think of some really extreme behaviors you can do in an interview to see whether you could provoke
somebody.
Like what?
Somebody. Give me a sense.
Standing up and just screaming at them at the top of your lungs to see how they react to it.
Would that be illegal?
No, not necessarily.
It might be ridiculous, but it might not be illegal.
You could probably get into some grounds, a person feeling harassed or maybe kind of an assault, like they feared for their safety in that setting, and maybe try to make a claim based on that grounds. But, again, it feels inappropriate, whether it's illegal. I can't speak for every state, probably not. Whether it's inappropriate, it feels highly inappropriate.
Yeah, because there's illegal, there's actionable, you would think maybe by the league or by the team. I want to go back. You said there are federal laws, guidelines that prohibit asking about, I want to go, race, age, marital status, religion. What were the other ones?
So ethnicity.
Yeah. Was sexual preference one of them, you said?
Well, in the state of Connecticut, you can't ask about sexual preference.
I'm just trying to think if asking if someone's mother was a prostitute would fall specifically under any of these. I mean, marital status is a question about your family.
Right.
This is a different kind of question
about your family.
I don't know. So I'm just thinking, in my own head, I'm thinking, did this violate a federal law? If these are the ones that are prohibited by federal law, my inclination would be to say it did not.
Yeah, and there's other categories prohibited, but this, in my mind, is not prohibited by federal law. I'm not aware of any state law that would prohibit it. Again, what's the relevancy? We could probably debate that. I'm certainly that general manager has an opinion on that. He saw it as a relevant question. Does it feel inappropriate? Yes. In my mind, when I read that article, I was highly surprised that question would come up. What's the relevance of the mother's behavior to the job you're trying to fill?
So let's go here, because a lot of email, or more than a few, most people think it was highly inappropriate and there's no need for it anywhere, have said, well, if this guy is going to get $20 million guaranteed of my money, we have a right to ask him anything he wants. So from your position in human resources and in interviewing people, whether they're going to make $30,000 a year here or $5 million a year here, does that differ? Does that make it you differentiate in how you interview somebody?
No. In my opinion, it doesn't. And I also think that, I mean, when you interview, you're not only assessing the person's ability, but you're representing the organization. So I think you need the hiring manager needs to think about how they are representing their organization and how they behave and the questions that they ask. And certainly for an NFL player, you have more latitude. You can get into what someone's medical conditions are and disabilities and that, because it's relevant to the job that you're hiring them for. So you do have, in my opinion, I feel like you have a little bit more leeway. But nevertheless, there still are restrictions there. And at the end of the day, it feels like it needs to be a respectful and dignified process. And at the point that you start asking those questions, in my mind, it feels like it's not that kind of process or necessarily representing the Miami Dolphin organization. Well,
Doug Atkins, ESPN VP of Human Resources, we thank you for coming by and enlightening us with this. The next time you're here, we'll talk about Golic's behavior towards me, which I think is completely inappropriate and certainly something that I think should be actionable.
All right. I want to ask, can I ask one real quick question? It's about Toby Gerhart, the running back from Stanford, who was asked if he felt entitled because he was a white running back. Is that a violation?
Boy, anytime you bring race into questions, you're walking a very fine line in that,
he's not asking him what his race is.
No,
right?
I understand. Right. Race came into it. That's why I just wanted to ask, because that was a question Gerhart was asked.
Initially, just hearing this, I think, no, but okay. Certainly you're on questionable ground.
Okay, I was just wondering about that.
Good stuff. Right, Golic asked a serious question, and I tried to make a stupid joke. Pigs are flying. Doug Atkins, thanks a million for stopping by. Lots there to react to. We'll do it next. Mike and Mike in the morning.
ESPN Radio.
Very nice of Doug Atkins to stop by in here as a VP of Human Resources here at ESPN, answering a lot of the questions about this story involving Dez Bryant. And one thing that a lot of people are sending to us, and we don't have Doug in here anymore, and I don't even know if he would know the answer to that question for sure, would that meeting between the GM and the player have constituted an official job interview? You know, it's one thing to be interviewing for a job. It's another that they're all meeting in advance of a draft.
No, I think it's
sure.
A job interview.
Is that a job interview?
They're allowed to have 30 players come in to be interviewed before the draft. I think there's no doubt about it. That would be classified as a job interview.
Okay.
I think absolutely.
You're probably right.
That's my opinion, but I think so, yeah.
Very interesting stuff. Look, it's something I would imagine will be addressed further at some point soon. Don't know exactly how soon. Jeff Ireland has released a statement. Maybe they'll just go with that. Maybe because this has become such a sort of hot button topic, they will feel obliged to give in more detail why they chose to ask the question.
Yeah,
that would be my question. Why did you ask the question in the first place?
I would like to know that. I would like to see an explanation from that. I have a feeling we'll hear from both parties, Jeff Ireland and Bill Parcells. Let me say this. I'd be surprised if we didn't.
When you went through this process a million years ago,
yeah.
You got a lot of questions. You didn't get anything that kind
of provocative. No. And most of my questions were at the combine. I didn't go visit a whole lot of teams. Remember, I was coming off the shoulder. I didn't do a lot at the combine. I ended up going in the 10th round. They're not flying around a lot of late draft picks, you know, to meet with teams. So
right.
Most of mine was at the actual combine. Back then it was at Arizona State is where we had it. It was before it got moved to Indianapolis, and you get all kinds of questions there. I also was coming off a shoulder injury, so there's a lot of talk about that. But as I mentioned, they asked me, you know, what kind of dog would I be associated with and things like that. They do try and get into your mind a little bit and see where you're going.
All right, so we'll see if there is any further development on that.